You know, when you think about being a team, especially here in Sarasota,
Yeah.
it's easy to get caught up in all the sunshine and beaches.
Right. Oh, absolutely. Sarasota's got this amazing, vibrant vibe.
But I think it's also important to remember that teens, even in a place as beautiful as this, they face some pretty unique pressures. You've been doing some fascinating research on this, and I'm really curious to dive into what you've uncovered.
Well, it's interesting, because on the surface, Sarasota's got this idyllic image, but underneath, there's this whole other layer of pressure that teens are dealing with.
I can see that.
We're talking about academic pressure, social pressure, maybe even this pressure to kind of fit into this perfect Sarasota lifestyle.
Yeah, that makes sense.
And, it's not just about typical high school stuff either.
No.
Sarasota's got this unique flavor when it comes to these
Like,
pressures.
if you could elaborate on that a bit, what are some of the things
Yeah, sure.
that really stand out in this environment?
Well, I think one thing that's really fascinating is how Sarasota's own image can actually become a pressure point for
Oh,
teens.
that's interesting.
Like, they feel this need to project an image of perfection
Right.
to match that sunny, carefree vibe that Sarasota is known for,
Yeah.
even if internally they might be struggling.
So it's almost like they're trying to fit into this picture-perfect postcard.
Exactly. It's like this postcard perfect life, but then their reality
Yeah.
might be completely different.
And I imagine that disconnect
Right.
between the perceived ideal and the actual experience
Yeah.
can be incredibly isolating for a teenager.
Absolutely. It's isolating and it makes it hard to open up about real struggles.
And I imagine it creates this pressure
Yeah.
to maintain this kind of happy-go-lucky facade.
Right, exactly. Even if they're feeling anything but happy-go-lucky.
And we haven't even touched on the academic side of things,
Right.
which, Sarasota is known for its high-achieving schools.
Yeah, absolutely. The schools here are amazing. But it does create a highly competitive environment.
I can imagine.
And there's data to back this up, too.
Okay.
Over 70% of Sarasota high school grads go on to four-year colleges.
Wow, that's a lot higher than the national average.
It is significantly higher.
Wow, 70%.
Yeah, and while that ambition is great, that pressure to excel, to get into those top-tier schools, it can be immense.
I can only imagine for a teenager, that statistic alone would add so much pressure.
Definitely. And then you layer on the social scene.
Right.
It's vibrant for sure,
Yeah.
but it can also be very image conscious, very focused on, well, material things and fitting in with certain crowds.
So it's not just keeping up academically, but socially as well.
Yeah, exactly. And for teens who are maybe struggling with self-esteem or don't quite fit that mold, it can be incredibly difficult to navigate.
It really paints a picture of the need for support
Yeah.
and guidance, which is where I think therapy comes in, right? And
Absolutely.
not just as a reaction to a problem, but as a way to proactively build resilience and coping mechanisms.
I love how you put that. It's about being proactive. It's about empowering teens with the tools,
Right.
not just fixing something that's broken. It's about helping them build a strong sense of self, navigate these complex social dynamics.
So it's like personal training, but for their mind.
Yeah, that's a great analogy.
It's about building those mental muscles.
Exactly. So they can handle those pressures, those challenges.
Okay, I'm curious to talk more about the specifics of what that looks like. So CBT, cognitive behavioral therapy, I know
Right.
that's one approach that's often used with teens.
Yeah, it's a very common and effective approach.
So how does that work?
Well, with CBT, it's less about fixing problems
Okay.
and more about teaching teens how to manage their thoughts and emotions effectively.
So giving them the tools to kind of reframe those negative thought patterns.
Exactly. Like, imagine a teen who's struggling with that fear of failure.
Yeah.
Maybe they're convinced they're not good enough to get into a good college.
I can see how that would be a really common fear.
Oh, absolutely. And CBT helps them identify those negative thoughts and then reframe them. So instead of, I'm going to fail,
Right.
it becomes, I've been working hard, I'm prepared, I can handle this.
So it's almost like rewiring their internal dialogue.
Yeah, that's a great way to put it. It's about becoming more self-compassionate.
And I imagine those skills are invaluable, not just for academics,
Right.
but for handling social pressures, relationships, anything life throws at them.
Absolutely. It's about building that foundation of resilience.
Okay, so we're talking about therapy as this proactive tool
Yeah.
for building strength, for building resilience. What are some other ways that therapy can benefit teens
Okay.
who are facing these very specific Sarasota pressures that we've been talking about?
Well, let's take the social scene as an example, right? Therapy can help teens develop a stronger sense of self-worth. that's independent of external validation.
Right.
Which is so crucial in an environment where there's so much pressure to conform, to compare yourself to others.
So it's about building that inner confidence.
Yeah.
So that they're not so swayed by what others think or do.
Exactly. And then there's communication.
Right.
Therapy can help teens learn to express their feelings assertively, to set boundaries, to navigate those tricky social situations.
So they're better equipped to handle peer pressure.
Right.
To say no when they need to build healthy relationships.
Precisely. And these skills, this emotional intelligence, those are lifelong assets.
Yeah.
They're not just for high school. They benefit them in college and relationships in their future careers.
I love that you brought that up. It's not just about getting through high school.
Right.
It's about building those skills for life.
Absolutely. It's about setting them up for success in all areas of their lives.
This has been so incredibly insightful.
Oh, good. I'm glad to hear that.
You know, we've really started to uncover how therapy can be this incredibly valuable resource for Sarasota teens.
Yeah.
Not just to address mental health concerns, but to really equip them with the tools to thrive in this unique environment.
Absolutely. That's exactly what we're aiming for.
I'm excited to continue this conversation.
Me too.
And dive deeper into some of the specific strategies and resources that are available.
Yeah, let's do it. Yeah, it's about meeting them where they are and, you know, acknowledging that these pressures are very real and giving them the tools to handle it.
It makes me wonder, though, like how much these pressures might actually differ depending on like what high school they're attending.
Oh, interesting.
You know, Sarasota's got a few different public high schools.
Right.
Each with its own kind of culture.
That's a great point. You know, even within Sarasota, you've got this micro variation.
Yeah.
You've got Riverview High School, known for academics, right? Might breed a different kind of pressure than, say, Sarasota High School,
right,
which is known more for the arts.
Yeah. So like a student at Riverview might be feeling that pressure to like excel in those AP classes and get into a top university.
That's exactly.
Whereas a student at Sarasota High might be feeling a different pressure.
Totally different.
To stand out in those creative fields.
Yeah.
To, you know, get noticed by scouts or get into a prestigious art program.
Right. And you think about the social dynamics, too.
Yeah.
You've got Pineview School. It draws gifted students from all over the county.
Yeah.
Highly competitive academically.
I imagine.
And, you know, that can trickle down into the social scene as well.
Right. I could see how that could create almost like a pressure cooker environment.
Yeah.
It really highlights how important it is to, like, consider the specific context of each school and the unique pressures that those teens are facing.
Yeah. And that's why, you know, having resources like therapy where teens can explore their individual challenges and develop personalized coping mechanisms is so important.
You mentioned coping mechanisms earlier.
Yeah.
I'm curious if you could give us some concrete examples of like what those might look like for a Sarasota teen.
Sure. So let's say you've got a teen who's struggling with that pressure to project perfection on social media, right?
Mm-hmm.
Therapy could help them develop strategies for mindful social media use, for recognizing that those curated feeds aren't always an accurate reflection of reality.
So helping them understand that those perfectly filtered photos and highlight reels don't tell the whole story.
Exactly. And it might involve like techniques for managing that comparison prep, you know, for focusing on their own values and achievements rather than constantly measuring themselves against others.
It's about building that internal validation, right?
Absolutely. Yeah. That sense of self-worth that's not dependent on likes or followers.
Yeah.
Or let's say a teen is really overwhelmed by academic pressure.
Mm.
Maybe they're anxious about college entrance exams.
Right.
Therapy could equip them with relaxation techniques,
deep
breathing exercises or mindfulness meditation.
So that they can manage that anxiety in the moment.
Exactly. Give them tangible tools to calm their nerves and approach those challenges with a clear head.
Yeah.
It could also involve helping them develop more effective study habits, time management skills, strategies for breaking down those large, overwhelming tasks into smaller, more manageable steps.
So it's about shifting from this sense of helplessness to feeling more in control.
Exactly. Giving them the tools to feel empowered.
Yeah.
And those are just a few examples, right? Therapy is incredibly adaptable.
Mm.
It can be tailored to address a wide range of challenges,
right,
from social anxiety and relationship issues to academic stress and low self-esteem.
It sounds like therapy can help teens develop like a whole toolkit.
It is. It's
skills and strategies to navigate these challenges, not just during their teen years, but really throughout their lives.
Absolutely. That's one of the most powerful aspects of therapy.
Yeah.
It's not just about addressing those immediate problems.
Right.
It's about building those foundational skills that'll serve them well in all aspects of their life.
Mm, like resilience and self-awareness.
Exactly. Communication, all of that.
And thinking back to those specific Sarasota pressures we discussed.
Yeah.
It seems like therapy could play a key role and helping teens navigate those unique dynamics.
Absolutely. You're right. For example, remember that pressure to maintain a perfect image, to match that Sarasota postcard ideal.
Yeah.
Therapy can help teens challenge those unrealistic expectations and develop a more authentic sense of self.
So it's about helping them understand that it's okay to be perfectly imperfect.
Exactly.
That their worth isn't tied to fitting into some external ideal.
Right. And it can help them develop that confidence to express themselves genuinely, to embrace their individuality.
Yeah.
Even if it doesn't always fit the mold.
And what about that intense academic pressure?
Yeah.
It seems like therapy could help teens manage that stress.
Absolutely.
And develop healthier approaches to learning and achievement.
It's about helping them shift from a fear-based approach.
Okay.
Where they're driven by anxiety and a need to prove themselves.
Mm-hmm. To a growth-based approach.
I like that.
Where they're motivated by curiosity, a desire to learn, and a belief in their own abilities.
So it's about fostering a love of learning.
Yes.
Not just this pursuit of grades or accolades.
Exactly. And therapy can also help them develop better time management skills.
Right.
Strategies for dealing with test anxiety.
Mm-hmm.
Techniques for maintaining a healthy work-life balance.
So it's not about removing the pressure.
Right.
But about giving them the tools to handle it effectively.
Exactly. And those skills, that ability to manage stress, prioritize well-being, maintain balance, those are invaluable life skills.
Yeah.
That'll benefit them far beyond just, you know, their academic pursuits.
This is all so incredibly insightful.
Good, I'm glad.
I'm really starting to see how therapy can be this incredible asset for Sarasota teens.
Absolutely.
Equipping them with the tools to navigate these very specific pressures and build a foundation for long-term well-being.
It's about empowering them to not just survive, but to thrive in this unique
and sometimes challenging environment.
And knowing how valuable this resource can be.
Yeah.
I kind of want to shift gears a bit.
Okay.
And talk about the practical side of things.
Sure.
Let's say a parent or a teen in Sarasota has decided like, okay, therapy might be a good fit for me.
Right.
What are the next steps?
Yeah.
Where do they even begin?
That's a great question. And it's often where people kind of get stuck. You know,
yeah.
It can feel overwhelming. Like, where do I even start?
But it feels like a whole new world.
But it's actually a lot like anything else in Sarasota.
Yeah.
You've got these amazing resources right in your community.
So where would you say is like the best place to start tapping into those resources?
I think a good place to start is to think about where teens already feel connected.
Yeah.
Schools are a fantastic starting point.
Okay.
Most schools have guidance counselors who can provide referrals.
Right.
Some even have therapists on staff.
That makes sense, especially for a teen who might feel intimidated.
Right.
About seeking help outside of school.
Exactly.
Are there other places that might feel a little less clinical?
Absolutely. Sarasota has a great network of community centers. Many of them have youth programs, and they often have connections to local therapists, or they might even run their own support groups.
That's great.
And don't underestimate the power of personal recommendations.
Oh, yeah. Word of mouth.
Exactly. Talk to friends, family, other parents. You know, those insights can be invaluable.
It's about leveraging that Sarasota network, right?
Yeah, exactly.
And then, of course, we can't forget about the internet. Online directories can be really helpful too.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, there are websites and apps specifically designed to connect people with therapists. You can filter by specialty, insurance, location. You can even read reviews.
So it's kind of like having a matchmaker,
yeah,
but for mental health.
Exactly. You can get a sense of their approach.
I love that.
Yeah.
So with all of these options, how do you know who's the right fit?
You know, it's not just about credentials.
Yeah.
It's about feeling comfortable.
Mm-hmm.
The right therapist is someone your teen feels like they can really open up to.
Right. Like they can trust them.
Yeah. Someone they connect with.
So it's almost like finding a good friend, someone who gets you.
Yeah, exactly.
But also has the expertise to guide you through those tough spots.
And just like finding friends,
yeah,
you might have to try a few before you find the perfect match.
Mm-hmm.
Don't be afraid to schedule initial consultations with a few different therapists.
Okay, so it's like trying on different shoes.
Exactly.
Make sure they fit before you go for a long walk.
You got it.
And I guess it's important to remember, too, that the teen's voice should be heard in this process.
Absolutely. This is about their journey, their well-being.
Right.
They need to feel heard and respected in choosing who they work with.
And once that choice is made, like, what can parents do
yeah.
to best support their teen throughout therapy?
You know, open communication is key. Creating a space where your teen can share what's happening
mm-hmm.
without feeling judged.
Right.
Let them know you're there for them no matter what comes up.
Being that safe harbor.
Exactly.
But also respecting that the therapy space is theirs.
Right, exactly.
And remembering that therapy is a process, right?
It is. It's a journey.
There will be ups and downs,
yeah.
breakthroughs, and setbacks.
For sure.
So just having that patience and understanding.
A lot of patience.
Can go a long way.
And parents, you're not alone in this either.
What do you mean by that?
There's a whole community of support out there for parents who are navigating this.
Oh, that's wonderful.
You know, therapists can offer guidance.
Okay.
There are parent support groups, online forums. It really helps to connect with others who've been there.
Yeah, I think that's so important to remember.
Yeah.
We've covered a lot of ground today.
We have.
You know, from understanding those unique Sarasota pressures
mm-hmm.
to how therapy can help equip teens with the tools to thrive.
Right.
And even finding the right support and navigating that whole journey as a family.
I hope the one thing that sticks with our listeners is this.
Yeah.
Mental well-being deserves just as much attention as physical health.
Right.
Let's keep talking about it.
Yeah.
Break down the stigma and empower our teens to prioritize their mental health.
What a powerful message. So to all our listeners out there, whether you're a parent, a teen, or simply someone who cares about the well-being of young people here in Sarasota.
Yeah.
Remember, you're not alone. There is help available. There are people who care.
Absolutely.
And a community ready to support you.
That's what it's all about.
Take care of yourselves and each other.